Speaking with Mike Lachlan and Jerry Auld, the authors of A Jazz Guide to Banff and the Universe. How are you both doing today?
Good.
Just fine, thank you.
I'll start with you, Mike. What can you tell us about the book? What is A Jazz Guide to Banff and the Universe all about in a nutshell?
Basically, it's an examination of the concept of free will, taken from the perspective of jazz music and through the eyes of a guy named Ravi, a local jazz legend in Banff. And it follows him through a great adventure after he meets a woman named Sherry, who he's dreamed about for quite some time, on a park bench in Banff in the middle of the night.
The title obviously draws comparisons to something like The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Is this sort of an absurdist kind of comedy book? Like, how would you describe the genre of this one?
It's a romp through Banff. We've taken it to a different level, a fictional level, with an international jazz festival and looking at a lot of the legends and playing up a lot of the old stories of Banff.
I understand this was actually the first time you have both ever collaborated on a book. Mike, maybe can you speak to that experience?
About 20 years ago, Jerry and I worked in a company in Calgary. We started passing a little manuscript back and forth to each other, and a lot of the characters that you see in this book kind of had their origin way back then. I think the story is completely different, but a lot of the same feel is there.
Jerry, it's a book, I guess, 20 years in the making. What sort of was the impetus to actually finish the manuscript?
Well, I think at the start, you know, Mike was right. We were just passing the manuscript back and forth, getting each other's characters drunk and embarrassing them. So we had a lot of fun writing it, and I think we missed that fun. It was fun to write. Fun to read. When we picked it back up again, that it was that spirit of wanting to hear that voice again.
Now, you're doing a book launch event on Tuesday at the YWCA of Banff, and I understand you picked that location for the book launch because of a certain element that's worked into the book as well.
That used to be the old Mineral Springs Hospital, and apparently there are some old subterranean tunnels that link that with the Banff Springs Hotel, and the tunnels under the Banff Springs Hotel play a large part in this book. And we're going to have a launch there in the Great Room, but also with some tours down to the entrances to the tunnels that apparently still exist.
Yeah, and I understand that they're not generally open to the public. So.
No, in fact, I didn't even know that they still existed. That was all rumored. It's interesting because a lot of this book, you know, there's fact that's layered on top of rumor, on top of legend, and you might actually get to see the factual tunnels now.
That's awesome. So we've got the big book launch event. What else is going to be going on, Mike, on Tuesday night?
Some jazz music from Kate Melvina and friends. There's a cash bar. There's going to be some readings. You get a free book along with your ticket. And just lots of fun.
Right on. A Jazz Guide to Banff and the Universe book launch event going on Tuesday night at the Banff YWCA. Tickets in advance, $25, imaginarymountains.com, or get them for $30 at the door, and that does include a signed copy of the book. Other than the launch event, Jerry, where can people pick up a copy of this?
They'll be able to get it through Amazon, but more importantly through Cafe Books at Patagonia, and we're looking at a few other locations, and of course, Pages and Shelf Life in Calgary.
Mike Lachlan and Jerry Auld, the authors of Jazz Guide to Banff and the Universe, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.
Thank you.